Let's get busy.
What's good? It's Dynasty Bro Avo. And I'm here with Dynasty Bro Dot and Dynasty Bro Finn.
And we the bros.
Oh, yeah.
Dynasty Bros.
Yeah.
Who we is, we the bros, number one fantasy show. We don't talk too fast, we just finding out that y'all listen slow. Green light, we on go, winning shit is all we know. If you ain't trying to be a champion, then what you playing for? Who we is, we the bros, number one fantasy show. We don't talk too fast, we just finding out that y'all listen slow. Green light, we on go, winning shit is all we know. If you ain't trying to be a champion, then what you playing for?
I gotta get your laugh down. I can't do it.
Is that how it goes?
How you do it, bro? You make it sound cool.
I don't need one go, bro.
I can't do it, bro. That shit sound cool, though. I can't do it.
Go ahead, bro. Shoot.
All right. What's good, bro? Zimbay. This is the Dynasty Bros Fantasy Football Podcast, and it's the 4-Minute Offense. I can't remember sometimes if Avo introduced both of them or just one. So we get into it and get busy, man. Look, 4 weeks in the book. Now you can start panicking if you want to. Do you agree, Vic?
Just don't jump off the ledge. Like, just walk up to the ledge, but don't jump.
Yeah, like you don't got to panic on your whole team, but you can panic on certain players going forward, man. Like, the guys that look like they're maybe going to get replaced going into this week. You know, guys that are getting injuries, we can't decide if they're going to be a couple weeks or for a long time, or just players getting outplayed, man. So, we got some guys coming up. So many injuries, bro, and I hate that it got to be like this, but we got some guys that might be able to play some vital minutes into your lineup. Can you get minutes into the lineup? Did that make sense?
It makes sense to me.
If it makes sense to Avo, it still should make sense.
You ain't been seeing these L's I've been taking. I've been panicking.
Oh, man. Hey, Vic almost did a panic trade the other day.
Almost. We're going to talk about it, too, on the main.
Yeah, we'll get there. Make sure you check out the main episode. This is just the 4-Minute Offense, though, giving you your waiver wire pickups and ads, and we got a bunch. So we're going to get to it. We're going to book. You know how this goes. 4 minutes. We got these rapid fire on these players, and once the 4 minutes up, timer's off, we're getting the hell up out of here. So this is what I'm about to do. I'm about to start the timer, Vic, and you're going to get to go first. So we're going to go in 3, 2. Avo, do some cool shit. 3, 2. Let's go.
All right, man. These quarterbacks starting to drop or get benched, so let's go to Pittsburgh, pick up Mr. Kenny Pickett. He's a rookie for the Pittsburgh Steelers, and he stepped in, had a pretty efficient game, went 10 of 13, 120 yards. He had 2 touchdowns on the ground. So, yeah, man, he's officially the starter now for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Definitely should be a step above Mr. Biscuit.
Hey, Javonte Williams, get back soon. Gone for the whole year. Melvin Gordon banged up and fumbling. Let's talk the new running back duo. Mike Boone's already been out there getting third down play, getting a lot of pass catching stuff. And then the newly signed off the practice field, Latavius Murray. Both of those guys, man, they literally can play the other two guys' role perfectly. Javonte could be Mike Boone. Latavius can be the big Melvin Gordon. And I don't know, just go stash both of them, because maybe the offense is starting to click now. Maybe they're going to throw more, trust Russ a little bit. But, you know, take your shot on one of them. We don't know who's going to step up. Mike Boone seems like he has a role no matter what. But Latavius could be the end zone back for a while if Melvin has to sit out. So go take your shot on both of those backs.
All right, man, let's go back to Pittsburgh, man. These rookie wide receivers been balling, so I got another rookie wide receiver for you guys, George Pickens. Look, Kenny Pickett's the starter now. He already has a rapport with Kenny Pickett going back to the camp. Coming off week 4, he had 16 fantasy points. He had a 100-yard game. Expecting to find the end zone here pretty soon. So Kenny Pickett's the new starter. He should get George Pickens going.
Yeah, I love that play. Another running back duo. Cordarrelle Patterson getting all the run, and he went down, man. So Mr. Caleb Huntley and Tyler Algier, the rookie, they both went out there, and they both actually looked pretty good, I'm not going to lie. So we don't really know who's going to be the dominant back. It looks like they always like to spell Cordarrelle anyway. So maybe you take your shot on both of these guys. Remember, it is Atlanta, though, so don't expect a lot of high power weeks, but ain't nothing like having a starting running back. So go shoot your shot. If personally, I would go shoot my shot on Tyler. That's the rookie that this regime invested in.
All right, got another wide receiver for you guys. Let's go to the New York Jets. Hey, I see DJ Avo transition. He on this shit. Hey, but go get you some Corey Davis, man. Wide receiver 26. So he's about to crack into the top 24, man. He's getting close. So last week, 18 fantasy points. Look, Zach Wilson, man, he's back, and he always kept Corey Davis involved. So need some wide receiver help. There you go.
And I got another running back. Like I said, these running backs are hard to come by in redraft once you need a starter. Look, it's not going to be that sexy because they have a pass down catching back in Chase. But Raheem Mostert just seems like he just took over the backfield as far as rushing, man. And I wouldn't doubt if this is what it is going forward. He already came over with this regime. They handpicked him in the offseason to come play too. So I feel like he's going to keep on getting the run. He ran at a 4.6 clip, bro, carry. That's not that bad. So in an offense that might not press the pass issue so much with Teddy in there until Tua come back, we'll see what happens. But go shoot the shot on some Raheem Mostert.
How we doing on time?
We got a minute left on the dot.
All right, man. I mean, that's all I got, man. If you might get lucky with Romeo Doubs out there, if he's still out there for the Green Bay Packers. So Aaron Rodgers, they're forcing the issue. They want to make him the number one. So, yeah, if he's still out there, go get him. And then Alan Lazar may still be out there too. So
facts. And Josh Reynolds, man. If Amon-Ra St. Brown ain't there and Chark is still banged up, you see he went out there as Mr. Necessary. And one more running back. He might be out there, but Isaiah Pacheco, man, it looks like they're getting rid of the McKinnon play. And they're gonna run some Pacheco. It's going to be the him and Clyde show. And they don't look that bad, man. The offense is clicking. Anybody else you got?
Nah, that's it, man. I mean, Pacheco looks good. He should be the starter, man. I just think he don't know the playbook all the way, giving us a complex KC offense. But, yeah, definitely at him now. Who we dropping, man? 13 seconds.
Man, nobody, man. Keep your guys right now.
Yeah, keep your guys right now. All right. Where can they follow you at, bro?
Hey, follow – hold on. The timer didn't go off, man. That's trash, bro.
Beep, 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 beep.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, bro.
Beep, beep.
BBB.
Vic already did it, Avo.
Yeah.
Hey, follow me at DynastyBro. On Instagram and Twitter. Follow me on my Instagram page, DynastyBrosFF. Vic, where can we follow you at, my brother?
Follow me at ChiefSauceFF, Instagram, Twitter, Twitch. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast. Where you listening, DynastyBrosFF. DJ Avo, where can we follow you at?
Hey, man, follow me at Avo Love, wherever you can find me. That's AVOLXVE. Let's go.
Hey, we love y'all. Showing you how to dominate your league, Dynasty Bro style. We the bros. Avo, let that ride out before we click out.
Champion, what you playing for?
It's the bros and we ready to play. Balance on the attack, that has been a long day.
I'm about to turn this heat down, son.
That's my E.